There's a very interesting machlekes apoiskin with respect to the isser of lifnei iver lechitin mikshel. The Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah that included in the isser of lifnei iver is when a person enables another fellow to be over an isser. If you cause someone to be over an isser, you give him the ability to be over an isser, then you yourself are over on the isser of lifnei iver lechitin mikshel. And therefore, says the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Da'avav, if a person is moishit a kois yayin to a nazir, if a person passes a cup of wine to a nazir who's not allowed to drink wine and enables the nazir to have wine to drink, the person passing it is over on the isser deraisa of lifnei iver lechitin mikshel. And the Gemara tells us that this applies even if you're machshel a guy. If you go over to a guy, you pass him iver menachai. The halacha is, you're over on lifnei iver lechitin mikshel when you enable the goy to be over on iser iver menachai, which is one of the seven mitzvahs that a goy must adhere to. The question is, what is the halacha if I hold that something is aser and I want to give it to my friend or enable my friend to do this particular thing that I hold as aser, but I know that he holds that it's mutter? For instance, I hold that you're not allowed to open bottles on Shabbos. For me, I follow my poskim, and they hold that it's aser. My rov, my poskim holds that it's aser. Can I give it to someone else to open for me if he holds that it's mutter? Is this lifnei iver lechitin mikshel? Because according to my take on the matter, my perspective, it's something that is not allowed. And by me passing the bottle to him and telling him to do it for me, I'm being machshel him in an isser. Or do we say that no, I'm not being machshel him in an isser? Lifnei iver is when I'm causing him to be over an isser. He's not an iver, he's perfectly seeing exactly what I'm doing, and rather he holds like the poskim that hold that it's mutter. So he's okay, and I'm okay, so maybe there's no michshel, and it's mutter for me to pass him the bottle of wine to open. Similar shiloh could be asked if, let's say, you want someone who holds of the Erev to carry something from you in the street on Shabbos. You don't hold of the Erev, he holds of the Erev. Is it lifnei iver lechitin michshel if you ask him to carry something for you in the street on Shabbos? So this is a tremendous machlekes apoiskim. If we would apply the rule, the isser of lifnei iver to this type of circumstance, some poiskim are machmir, some poiskim are mekel. Rav Moshe is noted lahakol. Others are machmir. I think Rav Belzi Zatzal was very strong lahachmir, and it's a machlekes apoiskim. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a very important hachro, a little bit of a compromise shita, and it's based on Amar Bach, who says the following rule when it comes to lifnei iver. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, let's say someone gives you, you know, a bucket of food, a tray of food, and you want to know, can you give it to someone else if you don't rely on the hechsher that exists on this food? He gave you food, let's say for Shalach Monis, and you don't really rely on the particular hechsher that this food has. Do you have to throw it out? Or can I give it to my friend who I know relies on this hechsher? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it would depend on why you refrain from eating food from this hechsher. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if the reason why you don't eat from this hechsher is because you hold that it's taka osir, you have a clear mesayra from your rov, or you went through the sugya and you came out clearly from the sugya that this is aser, then even if your friend has a legitimate poisek that's telling him that it's mutter, it's lifnei iver deraisa for you to give it to him. Because since in your mind it's truly aser, so you have no right to give it to him and be machshelim. According to your standards, this is a michshel, and you have no right and no justification for giving him this tar iser. However, if the reason, let's say, that you're machmer is not because you truly hold that this is aser, rather, let's say, you have a personal stringency, you have a chumrah, you have a precious that you're noyeg, in that case, that you don't truly hold that it's aser, but you're stam machmer, perhaps lifnim mishuras hadin, in that case, if he has a legitimate poisek that he's relying on, if he is justified in being mekel, it's not lifnei iver, and you could pass him the food, you could give him the food, you could ask him to do things that you feel is perhaps something that you would refrain from. So that's the hachra of Shlomo Zalman, that it depends. If you hold that it's truly awesome ikra adin, that you have no right to give it over, it's lifnei iver, but if the reason why you refrain is stam because of a personal chumrah, or because of a personal precious, then it's perfectly okay to give him over the thing that you refrain from personally. And the place can bring a fascinating raya to this shaila from a shita mikubetes in the Dorim. The Mishnah in the Dorim, Daf Tzadik, talks about a woman who claims that she was Nensa, and she's married to a Kohen. We know that a Kohen whose wife is Nensa, the halach is, she becomes Osir Labailo. And he has to let her go, he has to divorce. However, if it was a Yisrael whose wife was Nensa, she remains Muteris. A Yisrael's wife only becomes Osir to him, if it was a Znus Perotzen. If it was a Znus Be'oinis, if it was an Oinis, it wasn't her fault. In that case, by a Kayin, she becomes Osir to him, and by Yisrael, she remains Muteris to him. So even though in the olden times they used to be believed, the women who claimed that they were Nensa, the Gemara and the Mishnah tells us in Nidorim Daf Tzadik that there was a takana not to believe the woman who claims that she was Nensa, and therefore Chazal said that she has to remain married to her husband. Why? Because Chazal saw that it was an easy way out. If a woman wasn't happy in her marriage, all she had to do was claim she was Nensa, and therefore she's not allowed to stay married to her husband, a very easy way out. An unhappy marriage, she can just have an easy ticket out. And Chazal said, therefore, we're going to be misakin that if a woman claims that she was nitba'a, that she was nensa, you do not believe her, and the husband's allowed to stay married to her, bia is still mutter, even though she claims she was nensa. Taisus has a very tremendous, very, very shver question on this Mishnah. In fact, Taisus, I don't understand. There's an Isser Zayna. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a woman who had relations. If so, Fractaisvis, what's this woman's justification for continuing to have beer with her husband? She's a Zoyna. She knows she's a Zoyna. And it's even if she doesn't know, it's Shavi Anaf Shechatiha Deisura. She claims she was Nensa. She becomes a Din Zoyna. With respect to her personal life, she has to treat herself like a Zoyna. Shavi Anaf Shechatiha Deisura. So Bishlama, the husband, could continue marrying her, could continue having relations with her because he doesn't have to trust her. And with respect to his perception, it's completely unjustified, this entire znus. It's something that he doesn't have to believe. And therefore, there's no reason for him to assume that the Shitak had a znus and he's allowed to continue living with her. However, what's the lady's justification for resuming relations with her husband? Zaktaisvis, the Isser of Zoyna is only on the man, is only on the Kayin, it's not on the woman. It's a one-way street. The Isser is only on the husband, on the Baal, on the Kayin, not on the Isha. And therefore, mitzad the husband, it's perfectly okay because Chazal said he doesn't have to believe her, that she was Nensa. And mitzad the woman, it's also okay because there's no Isser on her. And therefore, since the Isser Zoyna doesn't apply to her, so even though she knows that she was Mizane, and she knows that she was Nensa, it doesn't matter, she's allowed to continue having relations with her husband. Asks the Shita, I don't understand. Very nice, you explained to me why she is allowed to continue living with her husband mitzad the Isser Zoyna, because the Isser of Zoyna is only on the husband and not on her. But what happened to the Isser of Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Michshol? When she has relations with her husband, she knows that she was Nensa. And therefore she knows that Mitzad the husband is an Isser to have relations with this woman. How could she resume the marriage with her husband when she's being Machshol him in an Isser? Zok the Shita Mikubetzes, the reason why it's not a violation of Lifnei Iver when she resumes her marriage with the husband is because when she claims that she was Nensa, and the Chazal said that we don't believe her, she's mishubedes levaila. She doesn't have a choice. It's not through her own volition that she has to resume her marriage. And therefore, since it's not like she's making this choice to go and have relations with her husband, she's not over and lifnei iver. And zezek the shita. Zok the shayar melech. What's the shita's kasha? That l'chayr is lifnei iver. Now, why is lifnei iver? Because you know that you, Taka, had relations with this fellow. And therefore, you know that you're a zayna and the husband's not allowed to have relations with you. I don't understand. But the husband's being saymech on a heter. The husband got a heter from Bezdin. And according to Bezdin, he's allowed to resume marriage. So why is it lifnei iver? Just because you think that it's aser, for the husband it's mutter, he's allowed to be saymech on Bezdin. And Bezdin's saying that he doesn't have to trust you. So after Shaar Melech, you see from here that even if the person that you're giving the Dvar Isser to has a legitimate heter to be mekel, nevertheless, since from your perspective it's a dover that's aser, it's still a violation of lifnei iver, lesitin michshel, and there's no heter to give him the yisr. And says the Shaar Melech, in all of these cases, therefore, if you hold that the item is aser, you're not allowed to give it to your friend, you're not allowed to give it to someone else who has some rav or has some shitais that he's being saymech on the hakel, because you see from the shita that it, since for you it's a dvar iser, it's lifnei iver to give it to him. However, even though the Shaar Melech brings this as a raya, that it's considered lifnei iver if you give him a dvar iser in spite of the fact that for him it's a dvar heter, because he was saymech on a shita that holds that it's mutter. Nevertheless, other poiskim are madche the raya. And the Ksav Sofer and other achrayim say that it's no raya from the shita of Kubetzes, that if, let's say, you don't hold that it's mutter to open up bottles on Shabbos, that it's also the iver to pass the bottle to someone who holds that it's mutter to have him open it for you. Why? Says the Ksav Sofer, when I, let's say, hold that you're not allowed to open up a bottle on Shabbos, and I give it to you to open for me because you hold that it's mutter, it's not pshat that I know with 100% certainty that you're being over an iser. I hold one way, and you hold the other way. I hold that it's aser, but I know that you hold that it's mutter. Since it's only an opinion, it's not considered lifna iver. In the case of the Shita Mekubetzes, the Shita's kasha was that the woman knows for a fact that she's also to the husband. She knows she's a zayna. She knows she has nos. So in that case, the Shita is asking, that's lifnei iver. Because if you know for a fact that the husband's being iver and iser, so you're being machshelim if you resume relations with her husband. However, if it's merely an opinion that you're expressing that it's also, but it's not a true fact, and it's not something that it's clear to you beyond any shadow of a doubt, in that case, it's not considered lifnei iver. And therefore, you could, in fact, give the bottle to the person who is mekel to open it for you. So it turns out that it's a machlekes ha-poiskim, and many poiskim go like the hachra, the middle gather of Reb Shlomo Zalman that we mentioned earlier.